This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by United Staffing Associates. Choose a job you love and you never have to work a day in your life. Let USA help you find your new career or a new employment opportunity. United we staff.
98.1 KJOG with Tom and Becky in the Morning.
Because of coronavirus, you are going to be quarantined, but you have a choice. Do you A, quarantine with your wife and child, or B?
B. B.
Coronavirus!
It's one of those things under the umbrella of everybody just needs to lighten up a little bit. It's okay. It's gonna be fine.
I can't believe that!
This is gonna disappoint a lot of people, my saying this, but the answer is no.
By July the 4th...
Yeah, that's just complete, utter nonsense. So let's just dispense with that fundamental, foundationally nonsense.
But who cares? They died.
Well, apparently in the medicine community, negative means good, which makes absolutely no sense.
According to the new CDC guidelines, we can unplug the sanitizing robots and put away the bottles of Clorox wipes. They said those protocols may be reassuring to the public, but they are, quote, not necessary. CDC said it is possible for people to be infected through contact with contaminated surfaces or objects, but the risk is generally considered to be very low. They, in fact, estimate the chance of contracting the coronavirus through surface transmission lower than 1 in 10,000. Like, I wouldn't go to Vegas and bet on something that has a 1 in 10,000 chance. Like, that's the lottery. Stop. Coronavirus, of course, spread almost exclusively by airborne and aerosol products or particles. So, what did we learn, class? Well, we made Clorox unbelievably rich. Lysol. Disinfecting wipes. Right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. I thought it wasn't the CDC, but it was like Fauci or somebody like 6 months ago said this. I know like 9 months ago, Fauci said, stop taking people's temperatures. Like, that's not a stop it. Don't do that. But I thought like 6 months ago, somebody said, hey, didn't they determine the studies show that you really don't get it from surfaces? I thought it was like 6 months ago. The CDC is like 6 months behind life.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No.
Tell me I'm wrong.
No.
I don't agree with the new CDC guidance, period, full stop.
And I've never said period, full stop, this whole year. I just feel like, I feel like they're months behind.
Yeah. I think we all knew this.
Maybe I'm wrong.
So what they're saying is when you go into Target, you don't have to use the hand sanitizer, wipe down the carts, do all of that. But they're so ingrained into our...
And they make you feel better. It's like a placebo.
Right. But they are calling it here theater.
That was their word.
Their word.
Hygiene theater.
That's not something that we are saying to interject. That is what they said. They said this is just hygiene theater.
Let me continue. Despite the science, many establishments have continued to insist on strict sanitation protocols. It's being called hygiene theater, which refers to rituals that appear to do little to stop the virus from spreading, but are now entrenched practices in the way that we do it. That's our coronavirus update of the day.
You've just made a surprising amount of sense, Tom.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus!
I know one thing I'm taking from all this. I know one thing I'm going to keep doing. Just wash your hands more.
Yeah.
Chalk that up. Number one thing I can do. Wash my hands.
Do you or do you not use hand sanitizer when you leave a store?
I do. But with that, I'm thinking just general, you know, I mean, I get it that it's come to the forefront now, but like, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to keep some wipes in my car anyway. I just got a little hand sanitizer anyway. All right, good call. I'll just use a little hand sanitizer. It's okay. Those are nasty. Those carts are nasty, man.
Yes, they are.
And I just want a quick shout out to Vons and Albertsons. And if you're listening in their headquarters in Idaho, please take some of the money you're making. Please take some and buy new carts. Please?
Yeah.
Would you please? Because how come every single time I get that cart with the faulty wheel, put it
we
out
already
of its
know why.
Put
We've
it
talked
out
about
of its
this.
Misery.
Those are the carts that they take from the streets that like a homeless person
Fix
has taken
it.
With them.
It take you 37 seconds to plop a new wheel right on there.
I don't know what to tell you. Listen, I want to talk to you about this.
This?
No, a text
oh,
that came in.
Oh, go ahead.
Incognito Tammy said, I go into Bath & Body Works, and there's a girl at the table next to him. There's a girl standing there at a table full of hand sanitizer. She said, I need to go over protocols with you. You may not touch anything you aren't purchasing. You may not open anything to smell it or test it. You must leave your mask on at all times and sanitize your hands. So I said, so I can touch the sanitizer? Not sarcastically. She said, you know, I thought she was going to put some on my hands. She said, no, I can't touch the hand sanitizer. So then the only coconut candle in the place I can't buy because it's a sample and they don't have anymore.
Why the hell would I take
so
a
test?
So
when you walk in, not only, like, you want to talk about hygiene theater, that right there, having someone stand there to be like, I just need to go over the protocols with you. Like, we're a bunch of...
I'll see that.
Idiots.
I'll see that, and I'll raise you a... Is it Meachies or Menchies? What's the frozen yogurt place?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a new frozen yogurt place in Arroyo Grande, right by Five Guys and by Chipotle. And they have delicious frozen yogurt.
Is this in Arroyo Grande?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I have no idea.
Delicious frozen yogurt. And they have all the toppings to go through it, right? But when you walk in there, you are instantly... So an employee comes flying out of the air ducts above you and drops down right in front of you like Aladdin or something. And just boom, it's like, here we go. Walk right over immediately. Don't look at anything. Don't touch anything. Don't even talk to anybody. Walk right over and get hand sanitizer on your hands. Then at that point, come back. Tell me what size cup you want. I will get it for you. Then go through your frozen yogurt machines, pick what you want. Then go throw your toppings, pick what you want. Then put it one at a time on the scale. I don't care if you have three people in your party, one at a time. And then the worst of it. If I'm lying, I'm dying, Becky. The poor employee that is just following the Menchie's protocols, they have to ask you, do you want a spoon?
No, thank you. Just like this is fine.
I just bought a bucket of frozen yogurt. How do you think I'm going to shove that in my pie hole? With my fingers that I've now touched all the other equipment and toppings? Why on earth? What am I? Am I two? Do I want a spoon? You want napkins? Do I want napkins? Have you ever tried to eat? Yes, I want napkins. I'll get them for you. Unbelievable. Does anybody know, is Taco Bell still handing you the cup to put the money in?
I'm sure they are.
Are they still handing you the cup?
I don't know for sure, but I'm sure
to put the money in that they can then hand you the stuff that somebody just made with their hands? Oh, my gross.
Coronavirus!
All right, well, there you go. If today's one of your days that you are believing the CDC.
I don't agree with the new CDC guidance, period, full stop.
If today you're agreeing with it, stop sanitizing everything, stop worrying about it, stop buying the Clorox wipes, stop. Because they say it's hygiene theater.
It was 100% inappropriate, and I do apologize profusely.
One thing you ever done with your life is make a hot daughter. That's it.
You ready to play Hole in the Headline?
I don't know. Like, I feel like maybe.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Okay. Well, it is Thursday. It's my favorite day of the week. And it's time for your favorite game of the week, Hole in the Headline. Here we go. Seven headlines. Play along, Jug Country. See how much current events you've been following here. Major League All-Star Baseball game moved to blank over Georgia's new voter laws.
Colorado.
Yes.
I would like to point out that Colorado has stricter voting laws than Georgia. And that is all. So it makes perfect sense. Again, back to that whole theater thing.
That doesn't make no sense. This makes no sense.
I know we don't want to pay attention to facts these days, but if anyone, I'm just going to take this opportunity to say, if you would read the facts on things and just look at the facts. Facts only. Go side by side. Compare them. That's all I'm asking. I saw someone in KSBY comment section of the day telling someone, go move to Georgia.
Oh. Oh, that seems loving.
If you didn't eat the cheesecake, you wouldn't have a weight.
Just with something we're throwing out now, we just panic and just throw that out. Anyway.
I'll fly there on Delta Airlines and have a Coke on the plane. Headline number two, another Kardashian, this time blank, becomes a billionaire.
Kim.
Kim is now a billionaire. Welcome to America. Number three, PayPal to allow payment with blank at checkout.
Your vaccine passport.
Actually,
your
no.
palm. Your forehead.
No.
Which one?
Bitcoin. Bitcoin.
I would like to not get those answers wrong.
I'm crying now. By the way, Joel Osteen now says you can get into heaven with your vaccine passport. All right, moving along. Number four. New world record with 9-year-old boy who turned in a blank over 1 inch long. Oh, gross.
I don't know.
9-year-old boy. A baby tooth.
Ew!
It's gross, it's gross.
What?
It's gross.
I can't believe that.
Dude had a 1-inch tooth, baby tooth. What does the tooth fairy pay for that, man? Like, that's worth a 20 spot, right? Tooth fairy, you got to drop a Andrew Jackson on you for that one. All right, you got those.
Gross.
You're 2-2. Here we go. Number five. Hole in the headline. Family sues after man dies in blank
choking on
contest.
Tacos.
Yes, taco eating contest in Fresno. 41-year-old dad. That's an awful story. I just watched this last night. Backlash for blank after misleading Ron DeSantis story aired.
60 Minutes.
You
Another
are
thing,
correct.
Maybe we should all read the transcript on that, too.
I watched that last night.
Did you read the transcript?
I did.
It's very different.
I did. Editing.
Are they going to get in trouble for that?
Well, there's backlash now. I don't know where how far
backlash.
That extends.
I'm talking
extends,
about, like, you know what? We need to start having some responsible journalism. At some point, the media needs to be held accountable for the crap that they spew.
Yeah,
there's backlash, and then there's accountability.
It's true.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Finally this morning, an unopened box of blank sold for $660,000 at auction.
Mario.
Yes, I knew you'd get this one. Super Mario Bros.
Dutch Bros. For Bros. Mario Bros. Take that back right now.
Did I tell you I went to Dutch Brothers the other day?
You did not. How was it?
I went. Finally, the line was like... I take that back. The line was still spilling out over Grand Avenue, and I was with my daughter, Maggie, and she was like, you know what? Let's go for it. Let's get the full experience here, right? And so we went, and I disappointed everybody there because I was like, I'd like a medium black coffee. And you could see the millennial's face just... It's legitimately a candy store for adults. I mean, it legitimately is can't, like, I don't know if they actually make, like, they probably had to brew a pot of regular coffee for me.
I doubt that.
The choices Very they much. Have are unbelievable. And, by the way, somebody needs to move that menu sign all the way back to the street, because you have to stand in line and order before you even see the menu.
Okay.
Sorry, sounded like a curmudgeon on that one, didn't I? What can I do?
I think you sound like a curmudgeon. You sound like you're bitter.
All right. We're getting dangerously close to Ask Us Anything time for the morning. I'm excited for today. I think there's going to be some really good questions come in the text line. If you've got a question for Becky and I, you can text starting now. Go for it. Text us any question you have at 98.1 K-Chug with Tom and Becky in the morning.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
Adam Levine put a dress on for a family photo. With his wife and two kids. The headline of the New York Post is Adam Levine is pretty in pink. you want to comment on this, or you want to just go? Should we just? Is this like Harry Styles did this, right?
I just think the things celebrities do for attention, to get people.
Oh, to get on page six of the New York Post.
Just
New York,
like, yeah. Someone talk about me. I'm Adam Levine. No one's talked about me since the Super Bowl. Someone pay attention to me. Like, celebrities have.
Well, they're terribly narcissistic. I mean, they terribly have gigantic egos.
And that's like a narcissistic, like, it's like a problem.
The 42-year-old Maroon 5 frontman captioned the picture, "Girls just want to have fun," adding a nail painting emoji.
I mean, do what you want to do. What do I care? But when it's so clear, like, that celebrities do so much for attention, like, please talk about me. No one's talking about me. And when they do talk about me, I want to whine and complain about why people are talking about me.
Right.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Wear a bra, don't wear a bra. What do I care?
I care. Okay. We don't care. We do you. You want to be peas? Be peas. You want to be carrots? Be carrots.
Peas and carrots.
You want to be bread? Be bread. You want to be butter? Be butter.
Bread and butter.
You want to be OJ? Be OJ.
But I could have been a better Christian.
Stop. That was too far. Don't be OJ.
I'm not out here to tell you what to do. I don't want you to tell me what to do.
We are moments away from Ask Us Anything on this favorite day Thursday of mine.
Are these really the questions that I was called here to answer?
You can text us any question you want. It can be about one of two of us, or it can be not about us at all. It doesn't matter. Becky and I will ask, will answer anything you ask coming up next. Text right now your questions at 805-549-98.1 KJUG. Tom, what? Easy B?
It's time for Tom and Becky's
Ask Us Anything.
Text Tom and Becky right now on the Sky River RV KJUG text line. Any questions that's been on your mind? 805-549-8698.
Date of birth?
Why?
What day were you born?
No, I understood the question. Why'd you need to know that?
Let's leave it blank. Weight?
Last night or this morning?
You pick.
182 pounds.
Number of alcoholic beverages consumed per week?
Why do you need to know that?
Well, they want to know.
Well, I'm sure they want to know a lot of things, but I don't want my intimate details auctioned off to the highest bidder, willy-nilly.
All right, what do we got today, B?
What is today's
slate? We can do a few today? All right, let's do a few.
Oh, do you not want to do a few of them
No,
today?
Let's do a few. I'm in a good mood. Let's do a few today. What do we got? Well, we got some good questions here. Let's do them. Ready to go.
Okay. Just doing her job, text him.
Okay.
If you could meet any celebrity or influential person, who would it be and why?
If I could meet any celebrity or... I like Denzel Washington. I like Steve Buscemi.
You would want to meet Steve Buscemi?
Maybe.
Is this like dead or alive people or just
Yeah,
alive?
I don't know. What are we talking about? Are we talking about, you know, my favorite books, the Bible, and, you know, dinner with Jesus, or what? I mean, I think we're talking alive people.
Alive. Here. Okay.
I'm probably Steve Buscemi. I got to be honest with you.
All right.
Why? Just because dude is awesome, man. Freaking guy's awesome. Because I want to get on his good side. That's why I'd want to meet him. Yeah, anyway.
Okay.
What about you?
Ron DeSantis.
Oh, and why?
I would just like to have a conversation. I have questions.
Okay. All right, there you go.
Okay. Jake with the Spotty Internet. Would you rather fight off 10 chicken-sized elephants or one elephant-sized chicken?
Are these really the questions that I was called here to answer?
I would say 10... What
chicken
was it? Chicken-sized
elephants.
That's what I would rather.
You could drop kick them.
I don't want to fight them, though. Can
You'd
I just
have
them as a pet? Like, I don't want to fight them off. I want to just have them as pets. A little teeny elephant.
Little tiny
the
elephant.
The size of a chicken.
Like a piggy
bank. I'm not
bank.
Fighting it. I want it. Yes.
I got you. Here's the thing, though. I might go the other way and take one elephant-sized chicken. Because, like, it's to the death at that point. You know what
Is
I mean?
Is that really
it's
what
me
you
or
want?
You.
It would get
because
you.
Because here's the deal. If I die at the hands of a gigantic chicken, that makes sense. But if I die because a bunch of little tiny pygmy elephants run me over because I wasn't able to kick them all out of the way, I don't want to die that way. I think I'd take the gigantic chicken. All right, what else?
You want another one?
Yeah.
Chelsea K's husband.
Everything comes in threes.
Who's the head DJ at K-Jug? You know the answer to that.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
Don't mess with me.
Who's the head DJ at K-Jug?
Yeah.
Becky?
I think Pepper and Tom would have different answers.
Becky and Tom? Well, if you're asking for the official hierarchy here, Kathy is the general manager, Pepper is the program director, and you and I work for Pepper, who works for Kathy. I mean, that's the hierarchy.
Chelsea K's husband said Pepper is right.
Pepper is great or Pepper's
Pepper
right?
Pepper is right.
Pepper's right. I don't like that question. Do another one.
I don't like that person.
Yeah, block her. Let's block her.
It's Chelsea K's husband.
Well, you know what, Chelsea K's husband? First time ever I had to block somebody and ask us anything, so I hope you're happy about that.
One more or no?
Yeah, we'll do one more.
Short chick. Did you get nasty grams from the city about the April Fool's joke?
From the city? No, we did not. But we did get some nasty grams from the general public.
Lots of those.
Yeah, a lot of those. There was a lot of people that there's a lot of people that we found out 7 days ago have zero sense of humor. You know how like you have a funny bone? Well, they don't.
At all.
Ever. Nowhere in their body is a funny bone. Called for our heads.
Okay.
Just, I mean.
So dramatic.
Please. So yeah, nothing official from the city. But yeah, a lot of people didn't like that. So that means it was good. You know what that means? That means it was good, snowflakes. Anything else?
Just doing her job. Said, here's a text from my sister who moved to Kentucky 2 years ago. I thought you'd get a kick out of it. P.S. Was the city council meeting last night in regards to changing names of the Mission Plaza and other areas?
That's great. Kentucky got in on the joke. For we couple Advil?
Maybe.
You all right?
Good.
Okay. I don't know. You just don't seem like your normal self.
I am fine.
Okay.
What do you want me to do? A song and a dance over here?
Threat level midnight.
Would you? Is song and a dance an option?
Not today, pal.
Man. Your edges are very edgy today. Very edgy today.
Daddy can't take a bath with the kids anymore.
What's wrong with you? I hate that.
I know you do.
Why do you play that? It's weird.
It's so good. It's so good.
Tom, you're in charge?
Thank you. All right. Okay, let me get your take on this. Two things. First of all, a man in Texas has said to be the only person to have run from Disneyland in Anaheim, California to Disney World in Orlando, Florida. 2,845 miles. It took him through 8 states, 14 months, and he got to Disney World on Monday. He refused to take a temperature check and was immediately arrested. I'm kidding. Kidding about that part. He's an Ironman athlete with type 1 diabetes. And so it's like a fundraising thing. Hats off, right? Hats off.
Yes, very cool.
Ears off.
There you go. Now you're getting in the spirit.
There we go. And then I see that Disney Cruise Lines have extended their suspension of travels due to the ongoing pandemic. The cruise line announced in an updated travel alert that all sailings have been canceled through June. They say they hope to resume the cruises in July. Have you and your family ever taken a Disney cruise?
No.
No.
And it's really funny you ask that because Jeff and I were talking about taking a vacation next summer.
You love cruises?
Love cruises. And I asked him, like, what about a Disney cruise?
Yes.
Like, should we do that? And he's like, no. And Jeff and I are kind of on the same thinking.
He immediately shut you down on that?
But I'm with him. Like, a Disney cruise sounds super fun. And if there was, like, an opportunity where it made sense to go, sure. But we like our Disney on land. And we like our Disney at either the land or the world. I don't think Disney needs to creep into everything. When I go to Hawaii, I'm not staying at the, whatever it is, the Alani or whatever. I'm not doing it.
Oh.
I'm not paying triple the price to go, you know, see Mickey in a Hawaiian print shirt. I love everything about Disney. I love it. But I'm going to Hawaii for the Hawaiian experience. I'm not going for the Disney experience.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so therefore, I go to Disneyland and Disney World for that. And Disney Cruise Line, I know it's fun. And I know the kids would love it. And everyone tells me how great it would be. But I also like want to go on a cruise for like different things. I don't need like to be totally immersed in Disney on a cruise.
Kind of like,
I want to like go to different ports and experience different things and different, you know, people.
I hear you. It's kind of like you're saying Disneyland is like the cranberry juice a little bit. Stay in your lane. Don't
just
get into all
lane.
The other juices.
I don't need, yeah.
You got to be cran apple, cran grape, cran, just be cranberry juice. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to Hawaii for Hawaii. I don't need Disney Hawaii. Okay.
Yes.
I get that. I just thought initially I was like, oh, you love cruises. You love Disneyland.
And believe me, the thought has crossed my mind many times. Like, should we do a Disney cruise?
Yeah, but you're like, no, I want to go to Disneyland
or Disney World. Or Disney World.
Right, okay.
I'm not going to go to Hawaii and stay at the Aulani. Like,
would you go to Disney, like Disney Paris or Disney Tokyo?
Like, I would if I were going to be in Paris for an extended amount of time and I was there for 3 weeks.
I gotcha.
And
but like, if you're only there for a week, you want to go
Paris. I want to see Paris. Yeah, I want to go to the restaurants and I want to see the Eiffel Tower. You know what I mean? I don't want to go to like Disney World, Paris. I don't know.
I've seen Paris. I've seen the Eiffel Tower.
You
awesome. Paris, Vegas. Hello.
I've been in that hotel.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by United Staffing Associates. Choose a job you love and you never have to work a day in your life. Let USA help you find your new career or a new employment opportunity. United We Staff.